Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
As you heard in the news, a lot of the secondary schools across the country fear they're at risk of not being able to roll out the new school book scheme in time for its launch in September. A lot of the principals say that the necessary supports and information currently aren't available. And Craig Petrie is the principal of the East Glendalough Secondary School in Wicklow Town. Craig, what's the problem with this new scheme?
I suppose, Andrea, it's just a question of timescale. First and foremost, the Minister's allocated a huge amount of resources to this. It's coming up on €70 million for the whole country. It comes in at about €309 per student. But it was announced with 11 months to go before we needed the books in schools. It was announced last October. We got the guidance on this 2 weeks ago, and that's 6 months before we have to have those books on the table. And as part of what you would have heard Paul Crone from the NAPD speaking about this morning, and quoted in the Irish Times on it as well, is the idea that there's a procurement process here, there's tendering to be done, there's a process that we haven't seen before and frankly isn't fully finalised. And so we're in a bit of a no man's land at the moment with, I suppose, a huge amount of pressure on us to try and make sure that we get this in, because it's not just the textbooks that we need for September, it's everything. It's everything that a child might need in our class, from a calculator to a copybook, right the way through. And so there's a huge amount of work needs to go in to try and make sure that we get all this done in time.
Just explain the logistics, Craig, for me, because the bit that I couldn't get my head around this morning when I heard Paul Crone talking about this was the tendering process. Surely every school doesn't have to do their own tendering process for this.
So if the process in your school is going to cost more than €50,000, you're going to need to tender for this. I mean, you're going to need to tender for it anyway. You're going to need to get quotes for anything. You need three quotes for anything in life, it seems. But certainly if it's over €50,000, you're going to have to use the e-tenders platform, which some schools will know how to use, some schools won't.
So you in East Glendalough Secondary School. So you now are going to roll out this new scheme. Great scheme. Parents are all on board. They're thrilled about it. We were talking about it here last year. Fantastic news. Right. So they're gearing up now for saving a couple of hundred quid come September because they don't have to buy these books. In the meantime, you and your staff are in Glendalough prepping for this. So you're contacting the book providers, is that right, to get three quotes in the first instance?
Yeah. And because, like, to give you, I suppose, an idea of this, we're a smallish school, 360 students. We're over €50,000 probably in total for this. So even for a small school, we're going to have to do the big tendering job for this. And so, yeah, it is. We're talking to book providers. We're trying to make sure that we're talking to the local book provider down the road, because that's where our staff and students have always gone. And you know, we want to make sure that they're included. If they don't come in with the best tender, then we're not going to be able to do anything about that. But we want to try and make sure that, you know, our local business isn't put out of business by this if we can. And yeah, so we need to evaluate the tender then on the basis of cost, but also on the basis of what they're providing. Is this tenderer going to cover the books for us as well?
And so that's a decision that you guys, as the principal and staff, you have to make that. You have to assess that decision, Craig.
Yes, we do. Okay. And we'll have to use whatever criteria are laid out. And if the criteria aren't laid out for us, then we have to make them up ourselves. And we don't really want to be doing that either.
So then, we imagine we've come through the process of you've got your tender and it's Joe Bloggs Books and they're going to provide the books now to East Glendalough Secondary School. So what happens? Are all of the books just piled up in a little bundle and every student comes in and collects them in August for September? Or what are the logistics of this?
That's the ideal, right? The ideal is that every tenderer, everybody who wants to provide these books is going to say to you, I'm covering the books for you in the little plastic wrap so that they'll last the 3 years. I'm going to put them into little individual student packs for you so that you don't have to do this in August, because August is pretty frantic in schools. And I'm hoping that we're not going to have to get 180 sets of copybooks, calculators and everything ready for each individual student. Like that's the difficulty as well in this. It's not just a question of placing orders and looking at the cheapest tenders. It's about how we look after this then. And bearing in mind that we're not going to give probably every student the 14 or 15 copybooks or hardbacks or whatever it is that they might need for the school year, we're going to need to store some of that stuff because it's for the whole year. Because again, it's going to be cheaper to buy in bulk, right? So we're going to buy all of this for the school year. Where do I put it? I don't have any spare classrooms. So where am I going to keep this stuff, and what am I going to have to move out in order to make sure that I keep it and keep it well?
Presumably, by the time the school starts, you're not going to, like, you know, whatever classroom or prefab is used to store these books in the interim. Sure, come September, they won't be required.
No, but if everybody needs copy books throughout the course of the year, and we need to keep providing those, then we do need to store some of these things. And so we'll need to have an area where we can put those things. And like I say, we're a relatively small school. The bigger the school, the bigger an issue that's going to be for them. We're going to have to keep spares. We're going to have to, there is going to have to be some ordering done during the year as well, because our first years don't actually choose their choice subjects until December. So we're not going to be ordering books until then, or if we are we ordering the right numbers of books? So you can see that the numbers of complexities in this are going to keep going right the way through the year. So even if we get September right, and I'm worried about that, I think we'll do it, but I'm worried about it, and I'm worried about how much work it's going to take. This is going to keep going right the way through the year, and then it'll roll over into how many books do we need to replace, how many books do we need to change.
I don't know, when you tell me, Craig, is that big of a logistical headache, like, for all of the books realistically that might need to be replaced throughout the term? Yep. Is that impossible?
It's one more burden on schools, I suppose, is the answer to that. Individually, none of these jobs look like they will be particularly divisive or particularly difficult, but it is one more job for schools to take on. And if you were to talk to any principal or deputy principal or any school secretary, they wouldn't tell you that there's an awful lot of time for twiddling thumbs or taking a break. Schools are flat out places, and we're covering a lot. And so this is one more burden added on top of that, in terms of administration and trying to make sure that we're right. And people have an entitlement then. Parents, look, I have a foot in both camps. I have a fellow going into first year next year. Parents are entitled to think then and to presume that everything will be laid on for them. And if it's not, then we'll have the backlash from that.
Going to come to that in the moment. Plenty of parents getting in touch with us here now. It's 1800 453 106. Some of the texts today, Craig, and you might want to respond to these now. For instance, one listener makes the point, why doesn't the state just do one tender for the entire country? Another listener asks, the schools are shut for 3 months apart from the state exams. Surely this is plenty of time to implement this free book scheme. Sure, they're in 2 weeks holidays anyway now at the moment. Another listener asks, why have the principals to buy the books? The government have agreed to free books, so the Department of Education should be the ones to buy in bulk and deliver them to all schools. Aren't they all using the same books across the schools anyway? And if not, why not? Asks Helena.
Yeah, so schools are not all using the same books, and I suppose the department have devolved some autonomy to us to make sure that we're getting the books that suit our particular school at our particular stage, and the books that our teachers want to get. But look, if the department came along and said tomorrow, look, we're doing all of this, and we're just going to send you the books that we think everybody needs, just place your orders with us, I'd be delighted.
But isn't that why they've provided this administrative grant, though, for this scheme? Like, everyone was given a grant to do this.
Yeah. Look, the grant is not a massive amount of money, I'm going to say, and I suppose, as Paul Crone would have been saying this morning, we don't know how much administration this scheme is going to take this year. I suspect it's going to be substantially more than schools are being given to try and make sure this works.
The Department of Education, Craig, in the past half an hour today have released a statement because of the whole, I suppose, fuss about this, you know, since this morning. And what they're saying is, in recognition of the additional work to be undertaken in secondary schools to implement the scheme, the department is allocating an admin support grant to schools for the 2024 term to assist with the additional work. Schools may use this grant to employ an individual or individuals to work for a specified number of days or hours to carry out the administrative work of the scheme. And the days and the hours can be used at any time between now, March, and the end of the school term. 10, 13 or 16 days are allocated to each post-primary school based on the size of the school's junior cycle enrolment numbers. Look, surely that's enough, no?
We'll see. I suppose, again, my worry is that we just won't have the capacity to deliver this. This is a very short turnaround. You know, even if we start this today, and many schools have been compiling book lists back from September time last year or October time, whenever this was announced, to make sure that we're ready to go with it. We would have a concern that we may not get, some schools may not get a volunteer who wants to do this. Some schools may have difficulty in delivering it. I know, talking to primary school principals who have the sort of the lived experience of doing this last year, that it wasn't really enough. Do you know that there was a huge amount of time purely just
so basically
in
the
evaluating.
Grant to the school to pay somebody to do it isn't enough. Is that the real complaint?
No, the real complaint, I suppose, is just the time that we have around this to make sure that all of it works. And as I say, not all of this is, no one part of this appears particularly egregious or unreasonable. But over the course of the entire process, schools are going to be stressed to try and make sure that this works and that this gets in place for the child starting back in the 26th of August, 2024.
Text from a listener here who says primary schools already this entire process since last year with little or no complaints. As a deputy principal of a primary school, I'm extremely amused that the minute the secondary schools are asked to do anything extra, there's huge drama. Says this is just the message from one listener today. Lucy is with us on the line. Lucy, you have three in secondary. Is that right? Are you concerned about this?
Well, I do. I have two currently in second year and third year. And I was actually talking to your colleague last week about this. I have a young lad starting school in September. And he has to go to a private school because we couldn't get a place in our local school. I know for the private schools, where anyone sending their child to private school is actually excluded from this.
So you don't get the books?
We don't get them. So it's bad enough that I have to already fork out fees that I didn't see coming or assumed this wasn't going to be the case. And now I have to pay for the school books on top of it.
So this,
as well as the iPad, which is what people are leaving out here, but that both fee-paying and non-fee-paying schools, certain secondary schools, requests that the student has an iPad.
Yeah.
So you're taught, and that has to be bought through a school-directed provider. You can't just go down to a local electrical shop and pick one up. You have to go through the specified provider, and that can cost anywhere between 600 to 800 euro.
And for your two kids that are in school, that is about that right?
Their school doesn't actually do it. Their school, it's a choice for each individual school as to whether or not they use the iPad system. The school my girls are in, they don't use the iPads. So I didn't have to buy them. But I have friends of mine who are in public schools. I have to buy one for Mark. And I have friends in public schools that have to also buy the iPad. So while I understand the complexity that the principals are talking about, and I understand that once they're over 50,000 euro, they have to go through the tender process.
And I
understand that. But I have gone through free school books with the two boys last year, and it ran really easily. And I suppose my issue is that, you know, how are parents who are already really strapped, and if the school can't deliver it, what happens to those parents? Because like a lot of parents, I start saving for the following September in September. So I put away amount each month, and that's what I save so that I have the funds in September, because as you can understand, four kids going back to school isn't cheap.
No.
One isn't, but four certainly isn't.
No.
And the problem is, like,
what happens? Well,
like you were saying, what happens with the books? Like, I have a girl doing her junior cert this year. You can guarantee her brother won't be using the same books. He's in a different school.
Yeah, I see another text in that from a listener who says, what a load of rubbish regarding the school books. Absolutely typical. Promise the sun, the moon and the stars. And then perhaps we might have to backtrack on the whole thing yet. Well, hopefully not. What about you, Deirdre? Deirdre's with us as well. You've got three kids in secondary. Is that right come this September?
Yeah, I'm in a similar situation there. I have two in secondary already and I have one going in September. So I have gone through buying the books and the iPads and all that. It's so expensive for a child starting out in secondary school.
So I'm sure you were looking forward to this scheme coming in then.
Yeah, and I to be perfectly honest, I've heard so little about it. Like, this is the first I've really heard anybody talk about it. And we've had I don't really know. The parents don't seem to be talking about it. There doesn't seem to be a lot of talk about it. So I actually know very little about it. So I'm really interested to hear what's going on.
Well, it was interesting to hear Craig talk about the actual, the administration of how you operate something like this.
Yeah.
I have to be honest, I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal. I thought, but sure, look, I mean, I suppose there's huge numbers in secondary schools. Maybe it's not as simple as I thought. The fact that each individual school is nearly going to have to go through their own tender process kind of changes.
It seems a bit mad, doesn't it? Like, my kids have obviously gone through primary school, and we've a book rental scheme in our primary school, so it's been great. But I've kind of expected to have to fork out then €200 or €300 for the books going into secondary school. So when I kind of heard this, I thought, oh, that sounds great, but I actually never thought it would actually happen. So I'm delighted that it's actually going to happen now, because on top of that, you've got the books, the uniforms, and then if you are an iPad school, then that's another 800. We had to buy my daughter €800 for an iPad, so like it's so expensive. And I just, like, I think Lucy was saying, I don't know how parents who are struggling as it is are going to cope with those costs at all. I don't know how they manage at all.
Helen says, at primary level, we were granted on last year's enrolment in a small school of 54. We were 7 children up this year, so we had to find those 7 children's books ourselves. It cost the school £700. Maria's got in touch. She says, we're delighted to get the book scheme. Each class can use one shelf to store the books. It's no problem whatsoever. We have the book list, etc. sorted already. It's done every year, so it's just an email or a phone call at worst for a tender costing. It's a good news story, and it should be hailed as that, says Maria. Graham is on the line. Graham, you're a secondary school teacher, is that right?
Yeah, I am. Wouldn't have, obviously I'm not a principal like Craig, so I wouldn't have his insight into the arrangements of it. I would think the biggest issue just seems to be time frame, because people are talking, oh, people are offered, one of your texts in this, oh, teachers are offered 2 weeks, they can do it then. Well, I'm offered 2 weeks, and no, I won't. They can do it during the summer. Well, I'm off for 3 months, and no, I won't. There's 8 weeks left in the school year. This was announced in October. Why wasn't the funding and the arrangements and everything put in place at the announcement? Then we wouldn't need to have this conversation. It's typically the way ministers in our department work.
So they talk about things, and then
they release the actual process later.
Yeah. But did I not read that a little bit earlier when this was announced, the details of the grant? Was that not made?
But the grant wasn't.
The grant.
You just said a second ago about the grant for someone to actually do.
Yeah.
Who's going to do
yes,
the work.
Yes, yes, yes.
Number one, how much is it? If it's enough, maybe I would consider doing it over Easter.
Just on that, actually, Craig, like, is that the case? You can ask your staff in the staff room when they come back in 2 weeks, listen, we've a grant of X amount of money for whoever wants to take on the management of this. Is that how it works?
It will be in a lot of places, yep. Now, it also could be that we might ask a school secretary or a clerical officer to take on the task, given that they are one of the people who will be in the school over the course of the summer. So it is there for schools to work out how that's done. But I suppose, you're looking for people who will be around and who will be able to do this, and there's going to be a huge amount of flexibility involved with it.
How much is the grant, Craig?
The grant comes out at about €160 a day, and for a school our size, it is 10 days. For a school that's larger, it could be 13 or 16 days, and that will cover everything. And as you said earlier on, that's to be flexible across the course of a school year, really.
So your school, for instance, is about €160 per day by 10 days, so about £1,600.
Before tax.
To administer the rollout of this scheme. And is it a case, is your gut the people just, they won't put their hand up to do it?
I honestly don't have a gut on this one. In fairness to the staff in our school, they have always been outstanding when it comes to doing these extra things that have been asked for and that need work. Whether that's coming in and doing the exam aid job during the summer or the exam aid job for the orals that are on this week, our staff have been outstanding in terms of putting up their hand and making sure that we're not stuck and getting it done. So I'm not particularly worried. I go back into COVID when we were rearranging all of our furniture. And again, staff were very good about putting up their hand and saying, I will do that. I will help you. I suppose as a principal, I'm always worried about how far as schools we can push that goodwill and how far we can ask people to go, because there is an understanding, I think, in this, that if it takes more than the 10 days, or if this is something that over the course of 12 months works out to more than that, this is going to fall on that person. Or those people, if you want to split it up between different folk in your organisation.
Yeah, that's probably the point, Graham, is it? You know, some people just mightn't want the responsibility of being the person to deal with all of this. Which I can
the responsibility, I wouldn't mind, but I mean, you're talking after tax, you're talking 800 quid. So would I do that personally? No, again, it's each individual up to make their own decision. Would I do that for 800 quid? No, I wouldn't. Because it is, as we just said there, it's open-ended. This is the first time it's been done in secondary schools, and the odds of it running past what they're actually saying, it will run past it. These things always do, especially the first year. Now, in subsequent years, maybe not, but they always do. But in relation to the goodwill Craig mentioned, the vast majority of that is gone. We don't trust the department. We don't trust the government. I mean, I've got 50% of the colleagues inside my school are on supposedly emergency measures that paying them less over their career. Those emergency has long since passed and they're still getting paid less than me. I don't trust their ministers, government, or their department.
Okay. So many more subjects in secondary schools now. You haven't a clue how the school works. Administration is huge, says this listener. Another texter, if people get something for free, they don't respect or care for it. What happens when the kids lose the books? Do the schools have to supply another one, or is it back to the parents to then replace it? Should there be an arrangement about this, asks this texter. Frank says, why can't the local authority bulk buy for all of the schools in their area? Keep your thoughts coming into us. Huge response, actually, to this today. I think in the first instance, my read of your messages is that a lot of people don't know a huge amount about this. And they haven't seemed to have heard an awful lot from their school or logistically how this whole free book scheme in September is going to work.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.